This is Janice of Dorval. The International Radio Report presents 30 minutes of news, information, and commentary on developments in the world of radio every Sunday morning at 10:30 on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and online at ckut.ca.
Welcome, everyone, to the International Radio Report for Sunday, March the 28th, 2021. My name's Sheldon. I am here with Jill. This is our weekly visit with you with 30 minutes of information from the world of radio. You can reach us by email, radioreport@yahoo.com. We are live streaming and archived at ckut.ca. We have our Facebook group, International Radio Report. We have four new members this week. We welcome Christopher, Nick, Hector, and Christian. You can find us on Facebook at International Radio Report. And we have our new vehicle, our YouTube channel.
Yes.
Also called International Radio Report, where you can find within an hour after the show airs, we have the show up there.
Yeah, about an hour later.
So if you have trouble with the live streaming, or if you want to catch the show, if you've just missed it and you want to catch it on Sunday, you can do that through the YouTube channel. You can subscribe and you'll receive notices every time a new file goes up there. So look for us on YouTube as well, International Radio Report. And we're happy to have another outlet available to you. And hopefully we'll get some new things on there for you down the road a little bit. Once we're all settled in with it, maybe have some special items on the YouTube channel for you from time to time.
Yep. And I'm working on the older show. So as the weeks go ahead, you'll see that older shows are going to show up on the channel too.
Okay, that's great. We are at CKUT, which is a campus community radio station in Montreal, Quebec, and we are in the midst, or almost at the end. Today is the last day, March the 28th, of this year's annual CKU funding drive, with a phrase or a theme called Sowing the Seeds of Grassroots Change. And I guess we got to pitch to everybody now and tell them how they can make a pledge of support to CKUT and at the same time supporting us and the show that we do here at the station.
And of course, it's extremely important to help out, because stations like CKUT, community radio stations, help us have programming that we don't hear anywhere else on the band, usually on the FM band or on the radio in general. And of course, they need your help. Part of their expenses that, of course, are going to be paid by people donating. Like we said last week, there are bills to pay, and there's it costs a lot of money to actually have a radio station on the air. So they say that we know that you care about CKUT, want our station and the communities that produce media and tell their stories on our airwaves thriving at the other end of this pandemic. That's why if you're in a position to give during this time, we're asking you to continue to invest in the support of grassroots, corporate-free, independent media. We are a free-form radio station that highlights underrepresented voices and perspectives, and we are sowing the seeds of grassroots change. You can go to ckut.ca. This will actually bring you right now directly to the funding page. Funding.ckut.ca, where you can donate. When you go there, if it changes back to the regular page, you also have a green donate button at the top of ckut.ca's webpage. And you can give at any time also through the year. They have, of course, you can give whatever amount you can, even if it's just $5, it's fine. And they do have a few donations, amounts that give you a little something. A $30 donation to CKUT magazine while supplies last, and an entry to grand prize. $60, a t-shirt, and an entry in the grand prize. And if you want to see what t-shirts look like, you can go to the website, or you can look at my beautiful picture on the International Radio Report Facebook page. $90.30, which is a nice amount, 90.3. It's one shirt, one tote bag, and one entry for the grand prize. And if you give a $10 a month or $120 donation, one shirt, one tote bag, one toque, and two entries for the grand prize, you can actually make payments and fill the form on the page with and make a payment by check, and you can, of course, pay by credit card. Please choose the International Radio Report if that's the show that you are donating for. And, of course, you can split that into different amounts for different shows that you like on CKUT if you have more than one show that you enjoy. At the same time, it gives an idea at the station. They will know, you know, who is the audience behind each show and how many people maybe are kind of listening. So it's a little bit like a statistic if you want. You just choose your option if you want a T-shirt and all of the stuff that they give, depending on the amount of donation that you actually are going to give. And there's also a phone number for the donations that you can call in.
It is 514-448-4013. So you can call in if you don't want to do it online, 514-448-4013. And we are in the last day of the funding drive for this year. So you should do it quickly. But as Jill said, you can donate to CKUT any time at all. Just right now, it's a concentrated period for the funding drive. We're trying to reach a goal of $5,000 for the funding drive. As of Friday, they had reached about 77%, so they're probably closer to that now, probably in the $20,000 or so dollar range at this point. So they're very, very close. So who knows? Your donation might just push us over the top with the $25,000. Next week, we'll have details for you, and we'll probably have a list of thank yous to go out to people who have contributed and tagged their contributions to our show. So we do thank anyone who's done that already. And if you haven't done so and are going to do that today, today's the last day if you want to get that money in the pot for the actual funding drive itself. So whatever you can. It doesn't have to be a large amount. They all add up, and they all go into the same pot, and they all go to help keep CKUT rolling along, which keeps us rolling along on CKUT.
Absolutely.
We have some sad news to report today, unfortunately, and pretty tragic news, actually. Many of you were at the Winter SWL Festival. Any of you have been involved with pirate radio, following it over the years, reading information and columns about it, you're probably familiar with the name George Zeller. Well, sadly, George Zeller passed away on March the 20th at age 71. He was born in Salem, Ohio. He was a longtime Cleveland resident and graduated from Salem High School in 1967. And was an athlete, too. He participated and holds the record at the school for the high hurdles, was a track star. He graduated from Wittenberg University with a degree in sociology, and he was the high hurdles champion in the Ohio Conference in 1971. He went on to receive a master's degree from Ohio State University, and he later taught at Ashland College and Mansfield Reformatory. He went on to a highly successful career as an economic research analyst with the Council for Economic Opportunities in Greater Cleveland, and later as a private economist, and was regularly quoted by local and national media on employment and economic trends facing Ohio and the country. George also served on the Cleveland Rapid Transit Authority Citizens Board. He was greatly involved in the shortwave community, including writing columns in national magazines, speaking at national conventions, and being elected to the Pirate Radio Hall of Fame in 2011. He was a family genealogist and visited Switzerland numerous times to research his ancestors. He was a diehard Cleveland sports fan. He attended Cleveland Indians spring training in Arizona with his brother Bob for many years. And he is survived by his sister, Valerie Zeller, and a brother, Robert Zeller. So really, really sad news. There have been a lot of really incredible tributes coming into George. He was a regular at Winterfest. We all got to enjoy him at the event every year. He was one of the people who had been to every single Winterfest, all 34 of them, and there's only a handful of people that fell into that category. So he will definitely be missed by a lot of people and friends and family. So we extend our condolences to everyone who was close to George. And Cleveland has lost a very prominent person in the community as well.
And he was there to help and try to make things better for everybody. It was really, really nice.
Yeah, very sad news passed along. We thought we would share that with you here today. I'm sure many of you have come across George, maybe even spoken with him over the years.
So we have a strange signal. You actually sent me an email telling me about it on the 2 meter band. It comes from Larry Dolan. And you receive an email that says, "Hi there, Sheldon. Stumbled across something weird on 144.055 with a PL tone of 88.5. A female robotic voice that repeats every minute, 728503, not found." And he hears it 24/7, and the signal is not that strong. "Wonder if you can hear it." So, of course, being curious, I all tuned the signal. And while testing out my new discount antenna, indeed, I do hear it. It's not very strong in Montreal, but it is definitely there. And it is exactly that same message that was given out. And it's roughly every minute, and even maybe a little more than every minute. It's almost like every 40 seconds or something.
Larry's located up in the lower Laurentians, north of Montreal, so he may have been closer to it. He does a lot of monitoring from there, and it's a quiet location, so he was probably getting a pretty good signal on it. As you said, this is in the 2 meter ham band, in the very low end of it, down where you'd have sideband or even CW, if you could. Some people may be doing that down there. So you were talking to someone who had a theory, possibly.
Yeah, my friend Eric. Yeah, my friend Eric was thinking that it could be a repeater that has a configuration problem. Of course, the repeater could be on another frequency, but maybe that message is broadcast on that low frequency if something is not right. So it could be some kind of configuration issue. It could be any other things. There's a lot of amateur radio experimentation going on with devices on the VHF, UHF range. So it could be some device somewhere that's linked and that gives out this error message. One thing for sure, it's weird and kind of difficult to really know. Maybe somebody listening to the show, you have a lot of ham radio guys out there, is going to have an answer to this. But for now, it's very weird. And I don't hear it with the, if I take just my handheld scanners with telescopics, I don't hear it. I really need to use an outdoor antenna, and I hear it on my ICOM, my CR8500.
Well, this is something, of course, for people, in our immediate listening area within southern Quebec and up into the Laurentians. So if you're curious and in our area and want to check this out, maybe you know somebody that knows something about it, we'd love to hear from you and get the problem solved. I'm sure Larry would like to know what's going on with this signal as well. It's always fun when something interesting or strange pops up,
and
so we can maybe get some results on it. You can email us radioreport@yahoo.com if you know something about it, or post it up on our Facebook page. No prizes for finding out what it is, but you'll get credit for giving us the solution.
Absolutely. So what's happening with the sun? Well, we have had quite a lot of unsettled condition this week. There are some solar wind gusts that were brushing against the geomagnetic field. So we had mostly unsettled conditions. It didn't go up to the storm conditions, but conditions were rough. And I could see a lot of people posting and asking, well, shortwave doesn't seem as good as usual. Anybody hearing something out there because of the unsettled conditions? But things have quieted down a little bit. K-index, while we're recording, is at 3. There's a couple of sunspots, and that's bringing the solar flux up to about 79 or 80. What's coming is another solar wind stream from a narrow coronal hole that could reach Earth today, March 28th, that would possibly cause minor G1 class geomagnetic storming. So that will happen today, maybe tomorrow, Monday, but should quiet down afterwards, and hopefully we'll have some interesting propagation and interesting conditions on the bands. And of course, the best way to test that out is to turn on the radio and listen.
I'm Brian Penny of Brewster, Massachusetts. You're tuned to the International Radio Report, 30 minutes of news about radio on CKUT. 90.3 FM in Montreal.
We have some news finally in about the replacement for Rush Limbaugh and his syndicated talk show. A story came out by Michael Lee of the Washington Examiner via Radio World this week. Dan Bongino will fill Rush Limbaugh's time slot, but insists he will not be filling his shoes. Conservative podcast host Dan Bongino is making the jump to radio, agreeing to terms with Westward One to host a 3-hour live radio show in the late Rush Limbaugh's 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern time slot. He says it's an enormous responsibility, speaking to the Washington Examiner, of filling a time slot previously occupied by Limbaugh. There's no replacing Limbaugh, he said. Bongino said his goal will be to honor the legacy that Limbaugh left, adding that Limbaugh was the greatest player in the talk radio game and credited him with creating talk radio, the same way Mickey Mantle created baseball. Those are pretty high credentials he's passing along there. Some people may not agree with that, but everyone's entitled to their opinion. Bongino is excited about the opportunity to reach a wide audience in many major media markets, noting that he hopes to build upon the ferociously loyal audience he's gained for his podcasts. Bongino also promised that his popular podcast is not going anywhere and not going to change. Nothing is going to change about the podcast, not the length, format, nothing, Bongino said, adding that his audience will now get 4 hours of content per day going forward. Asked by the Washington Examiner whether a move to the airwaves had Bongino more concerned about the increasingly aggressive cancel culture, Bongino promised to be his typical fiery self on the new format. I don't give a damn about cancel culture, Bongino said, noting that he had already given those that had tried to cancel him the double barrel middle finger with the success of his podcast. Bongino said his new show is slated to hit the airwaves May 24th, adding that his audience will be able to find a list of channels the show will be available on in their area on his website, bongino.com, in the coming weeks. So moving from podcasts to on-the-air radio, it's a pretty big step. Yeah. And I know some of these people, I'm not a podcast listener, but I know a lot of people do tune into these podcasts, and I guess he's hoping to bring his audience with him to move into conventional radio with the replacement of the Rush Limbaugh show.
By using the same time slot, I guess he also is hoping to get a bigger audience, maybe grab some of those Rush Limbaugh listeners and that will tag along. But, you know, it's something. Replacing a big personality that was Rush Limbaugh is a big task. So he'll have to be doing a good job in order to replace him, that's for sure.
We have, I know a lot of people like to play with the amateur radio satellites. Well, sounds from this article like you're going to have a whole bunch of new targets to shoot for.
Yep, amateur radio satellites, it's a lot of fun. So this is news via the Southgate Amateur Radio News. And on March 22nd, 14 satellites carrying amateur radio payloads coordinated by the IARU Satellite Frequency Coordination Panel were deployed from a Soyuz 21A. The Soyuz 21A launch vehicle was launched from Baikonur in Kazakhstan on March 22nd. The following satellites operating in the amateur radio bands have been launched. So BSAT 5, 6, 7, and 8, FEES, F-E-E-S, SMOG, GRB Alpha, KSU CubeSat, DIY-1, STECOS, S-T-E-C-E, CCO, Cube SX HSE, Cube SX Sirius HSE, Orbicraft Zorkiv, and Nanosat CBR2. So these are 14 satellites that will have various tasks on the amateur band. Some have digital modes. Some in there will have, of course, all sorts of repeaters. And one of the things that's interesting to check out on these satellites is to check out all the things that you can decode off of them. Because even the beacons, often they have a Morse code beacon, even that beacon that they send out has information. Very often on the webpage of the university or whoever actually built that satellite, And you will have software, you will have information of how to understand what that beep, beep, beep means and what it's sending out, actually. Often there's, you know, internal temperatures and all sorts of little things. Of course, promoting amateur radio through satellites is a lot of fun. I have tons of fun with that. I think it's at least half of my VHF, UHF time of listening to the radio is amateur satellites. I find it really, really cool. You don't need on a lot of them, by the way, some really complex equipment. There are some like the amateur Oscar 85, 92, 95. Those are FM repeaters in the sky, basically, on 2 meters. So once you know when they're over your head, even just a handheld scanner and a little rubber ducky antenna is enough to actually hear that repeater. And of course, there's some of them that have what they're calling inverted repeaters, which are single sideband. There's all sorts of stations. You'll need a little more equipment for that because listening to single sideband on VHF, UHF, it's fun. And to see that they are sending out so many satellites is going to have more challenge to listen to signals. Remember, they take a little bit of time before they activate very often. So they send them out, but they might take quite a few weeks before sometimes they actually are turned on because they're going to have testing going on before they actually switch these satellites on. There's a list, by the way, which is maintained by a Japanese amateur operator, JE9PEL. If you search for satellite frequency list, JE9PEL, you will have a website. And this guy maintains the satellite status of every satellite, amateur satellite. It's updated several times a week, and you'll know which ones are active, what frequencies to listen to. Of course, all of these new satellites will show up there with all the frequencies that they are used.
All right. We'll put a link up to that on our Facebook page as well, so people can check that out if they want to give this a shot. If you've never tried amateur satellite monitoring before, might be a good time to give it a shot. We do want to quickly remind you that we are in the funding drive, CKUT funding drive. Go to ckut.ca, make a pledge to the radio station. You can tag it for our show if you'd like to support us and the radio station. That would be the best way to do it. And we welcome you to either do it by credit card or send in a check to the radio station, or you can call directly to 514-448-4013. Again, that's 514-448-4013. And today is the last day of this year's funding drive. The goal is $25,000. We're getting very close, and I think it wraps up officially this evening or late this afternoon. I can't remember the exact time, but you'd still have time. And even if it's past the time, you could still call in or make your pledge online.
Don't forget.
So we appreciate that.
Don't forget to let them know that you heard it through the International Radio Report.
Definitely. We appreciate that. And we hope we can count on your support. Something going on in the shortwave world, of course, it is the new schedule time of the year. And you've been doing a bit of checking around as to what's changing, what's happening.
Yes. So, you know, one of the first things that you always want to check out on these new schedule season is, are we going to lose some international broadcaster or not? It's pretty quiet in the past few schedule seasons. Most stations are hanging in there, which is good news. So today is the first day of the A21 schedules. That means that if you tune tonight or today to your favorite station and you're going to notice that maybe it's just static or it's different, that's because the schedules have changed. So frequencies have changed for your favorite broadcasts. Some have changed their times also, which means that you'll have to find, and it's going to take a couple of weeks to get used to it. You'll have to find those new frequencies that they are using. Online resources are going to take a few days to a few weeks to also update their schedules for this. They have to change their frequencies because, you know, the summer and winter, the days are not the same length and the sun is not at the same height. So changes the way propagation works. A couple of observations. Japan has slightly lowered some of its English language programming, but seems to be maintained. I know that they took out the broadcast from the Austria relay, but it seems still to have some broadcasts towards Europe in English and French. One station to maybe take a look at, because we're not really sure. Somebody had mentioned that they heard on the Spanish language programs of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran that they were leaving shortwave. It was apparently supposed to happen last week, which was